The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them, male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that a man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of the man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made by others, some because they renounce marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept it ought to accept it." The Gospel of the Lord. Marriage is one of those sacraments that has to be worked on. As with our relationship with God, we just can't walk into Mass or walk into church, sit down and say, "Okay, God, bring it, I'm ready for you," and expect something to happen. Our relationship with God is two-way. We need to be there, we need to talk, we need to listen. And that's the way it is with a marriage. A marriage is not something you just run off to Vegas and go, "Okay, we're done. And if it doesn't work out, we'll just split and something else will happen." No, a marriage is not like that. That's why in the church, you can't just find a presider, find a church that's available and say, "Okay, I'm ready. Let's get married." There's preparation that has to be done. Even back when my wife and I got married some 44 plus years ago, we had to go through an engaged encounter. We had questions about ourselves we had to answer and then discuss with each other. There was a lot of preparation. And not just the preparation, but after the marriage, there needs to be ongoing discussions and working together. As with our relationship with God, we don't walk in and go, "As I said, God, I'm ready, just let me have it, but let me have it in a good way, not a bolt of lightning or something." The same thing is with a marriage. We have to talk to each other. We have to listen to each other. It is a beautiful sacrament, a sacrament which involves two people sharing their lives with each other and sharing their lives with the Lord.